Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, I think that we all have an Irish friend or relative that has made a life for themselves overseas. And every year, thousands of young people from our country have been leaving to go to countries like Australia, Canada and other locations around the world. And I was often amazed just by travelling to so many different countries. The Irish passport was always like gold because people knew the Irish, because that's been part of our history and our heritage. The fact that we were the land of saints and scholars who emigrated, and that's kind of impact is seen today. But when we look at immigration of those coming into our country, my next guest has been reflecting on this in a recent opinion piece that she wrote in the Irish Independent on how for far too long we've merely reacted to migration instead of planning for it. And also how as a nation we're intrinsically linked with this issue of migration. It's something that's part of, as I say, our roots. So to chat to us about how she feels we need to talk about migration in Ireland and internationally, and also the story that we don't tell enough is how many migrants that have come here that have enriched our communities and our workplaces. We have Sister Stan Kennedy, the founder of the Immigrant Council of Ireland and founder of Focus Ireland. Sister Stan, you've obviously been reflecting on this and wrote about it recently, as I said. You said that, you know, migration, it's a human process and that's a fact of life. And you think that we've been overlooking the people at the heart of migration and then they've been lost in kind of statistics and numbers and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think so. I think what you said is true, that we have all experienced immigration. You know, people who've gone to different countries, Australia, Canada, UK. We know it. And that's the lens through which we must view the phenomenon of migration that comes to Ireland. In other words, we must view those who come as human beings first and not lose sight of our shared humanity. Because their aims and motivations are the same as the Irish generation. And the men who were living in awful conditions in Dublin City, who were refused accommodation by the government and left to fend for themselves, are no different from our young Irish men who arrived in Liverpool, Boston, Sydney and other places. They were identical in all ways but one. The men and women who arrive in Ireland are often in worse conditions. They're fleeing active, violent and human rights abuses. They're coming from different countries, Iraq, Sudan, Syria, Gaza, Afghanistan, and other locations. And they do not, places where they do not enjoy peace or safety as we do in Ireland. So for them, Ireland is a beacon of hope. So those who come to Ireland are coming just like we went. That's the first point I want to make. The second point I want to make is that they've come to Ireland, have added much to our communities. They're living in the country, they're working, they're volunteering, they're integrating themselves, and they pose no issue whatsoever. They are contributing to Ireland, and we're lucky to have them.
One of the things, Sister Stan, that I find frustrating, and I'm sure you've seen this in the incredible work that you do, is as well as us, as we're chatting about this morning, reflecting on the fact that migration is a part of the Irish story so much so, is so many Irish people also sadly had experience in other countries where they were othered and they were mistreated. And we all know that kind of those signs on the door of no blacks, no Irish. And Catholics in particular in the United States are often marginalised. In other words, we've had that experience to our family lineage of being othered, of being discriminated against. And so it's very sad to see that in some circumstances happening here, people from other countries being othered in that way. And that's maybe something we should be reflecting on as well.
Well, that's very true. But that's something I think the Irish want to forget about it. I think we've put that out of our minds, which is true. That is a fact of life. We have been discriminated against in the past. And but we have contributed enormously to the countries we went to, and now they recognise that. And we must recognise that the people coming here are contributing as well. And we must also recognise that they're subject to the same constraints as Irish society. And they too struggle to find accommodation. They struggle to find good conditions to live in. But the migrants are victims of the broader housing crisis. They're not the cause of it, as some voices would have us believe.
No, it's a lack of planning, isn't it, Sister Stan, of the necessary infrastructure to respond to meet the needs of people who are coming to our country in search of a better life, in search of safety often.
It is. It is, absolutely. We have, what we've done really is we've reacted to them, and we have not planned for them at all. And we haven't, therefore haven't provided the infrastructure. And therefore now when we're putting them in community, into communities, we're not putting, we haven't the proper structures there. And therefore communities feel, you know, that they're imposed upon. So we haven't planned. I think what we have to admit is that migration is part of life. It's part of European life, it's part of global life. It's a fact of life, and it is not going to go away. It will ebb and flow depending on global conditions, but it's overall, it's part of the fabric of life in our countries and in our communities. And if we could accept that, that's the first step. The second thing is that they are net contributors, economically and socially. And they're working, they're paying their taxes, they're contributing enormously to our countries. And therefore, we must provide the kind of infrastructure to respond to them appropriately. And we must really realise that there are people in this country, a small number, who seek to divide our communities and who vilify migrants as handy scapegoats for all of society's challenges. Their voices do not have the best interests of Irish communities at heart, and we must resist that.
And I think, as you highlighted in your piece, Sister Stan, that actually when you look at polling that's been done on this, the vast majority of people in Ireland have really positive attitudes to migration. And as you say, that small but vocal minority can sometimes really, I suppose, tarnish that and make it appear as if it's another reality. I think for a lot of people listening, Sister Stan, when they have seen images of those tents in Dublin City and those horrific conditions that those who are fleeing, as you've mentioned, some really awful situations, and then to arrive here and to find themselves in terrible conditions and not being cared for properly, can't help but think of, you know, that scripture of what, when Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you're doing to me. And the importance of what our faith asks us to do in caring for especially the most vulnerable. Does your faith shape your work and your passion for this area?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, there's no doubt. But, I mean, they do what we do to them, we do to Christ. There's no doubt. They are at the moment, they're the weakest and most vulnerable in our society. And therefore, we must reach out to them. And as you say, our politicians mustn't underestimate the desire for a positive approach to migration by the vast majority of Irish people. And politicians must really take that on board. And so I suppose what I would say finally is that I know from my work that really with homeless and with migrants, the way to progress is not by dividing them into them and us, but is by seeing them as we and progressing together. Our shared humanity, which is of supreme importance, if we really approach it in that way, we'll rise above the superficial differences between us, and that shared humanity will transcend borders, regions, and skin colour. And that must be the guide that we will follow in the future.
Well, Sister San, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and for the work that you do and for that really important and thoughtful contribution here. That was Sister Stan Kennedy, the founder of the Immigrant Council of Ireland and the founder of Focus Ireland. And you can find out more about their work and indeed support their work at immigrantcouncil.ie and focusireland.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.